Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Hey, shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, another day to live in God's purpose with God's blessings. It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. High of 89. Currently, it is 73 at Lincoln Prep.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Donut Day?
Oh, keep me away from them. National whatever day. It's going to be bad for me from you, I hear it. It's all good, though.
Bring some donuts, though. Drop us off some donuts. Let us know when you at the gate, cousin.
Yikes. Akeem Ali, we're going to have him on the show. He's coming to KC for Juneteenth, D.
And, of course, your TMG goes down into 23s. We got a chance to catch up with Grammy Award-winning songwriter and reality TV icon Candy Burris. And you'll have all the details. We got a little bit messy, too. We asked her about the divorce and a few other things.
Yikes. Your motivation on the way in 10 minutes, man. We starting the weekend right. With Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Duh.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Start the day looking forward. Decide on what will make your world the best it can be and put your effort in that direction. There's much you can learn from and treasure by looking back. Yet the future is where you're indisputably headed. So give it your focus and your care. With a clear idea of what you're looking forward to, you'll be motivated to put your time and energy into it. When you're positive and enthusiastic about the future, that future benefits, and so do you. Today, you have the opportunity to continue what's been best about the past. You also have the opportunity to make changes for the better in areas that have not been so great. Looking forward, you can be free of any habits and assumptions that have been holding you back. Going forward, you can put more and more of your valuable experience to positive use. Make this a time to look forward, to envision life filled with goodness, purpose, and fulfillment. Then put action and commitment into your vision and go forward into a world that you continue to make better. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
626, high of 89. Currently it is 73 at Park College. Is R&B and hip hop different? Meaning, does it matter if you have writers in either or? Omarion speaks about rapping and the fact that that is the talent.
The pillar of hip-hop is writing. Like, the essence of hip-hop, you gotta be able to, like, put words together for real and not just be somebody else's. If I was a serious rapper, nah, I gotta write my own. My talk gotta be like that.
So I feel him.
It was a full-on debate that he had on the Club 520 podcast, which is actually a hilarious podcast, by the way. But we've had this conversation, you and I, that I think that the talent in singing is you being able to sing, because everyone can't sing.
Right.
So it's normally not the same criteria as in you look at records like Chris Brown. He has 50,000 writers on
a
song.
Right.
And that does not take away from his talent. But when you see that on hip-hop rappers, it kind of makes you go,
because hip hop is built on authenticity and not other people's experiences.
But what is R&B built off then?
Singing, like you said. That not everybody can sing.
Yeah. That is the case.
Turn the lights on.
So, other news, Latto, she speaks on why she slighted Cardi B in her recent album. Quick context for you, cousin. Earlier this year, Cardi B had a leak of audio where she made some comments about Latto that weren't the best.
Yeah, it was about Cardi. I rushed to the studio to do this verse for her Airtime remix. And literally like 2 days later, I'm seeing all over the internet, I'm being called p- And it's someone I dead ass looked at as a friend. Like, he was on a texting basis. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, you tweeted to the world, but we got each other.
Yikes.
Yeah. So Cardi B has then hopped on social media since that interview aired and apologized again with a long, lengthy paragraph.
Okay.
That ain't
good enough for you.
I mean, not good enough for Latto. Latto also said that Cardi didn't reach out to her in the midst of that. She just made the public apology.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, she actually hit her own text or whatever. She's like, at this point, I'm over it. Yeah. Like, it just it's already laid to rest. I feel how I feel about you.
It's
certain things when you make comments about people in what you thought was a private conversation, they're gonna look at you differently. So, I mean, I just think they're going to, you know.
Trust is destroyed there.
Yeah, man. Like, y'all just going to have to chunk it up. I'm sure y'all will probably do more records in the future, but right now, Latto don't have a good record with these phone calls. Because, I mean, last time she recorded a call with Nicki Minaj.
She recorded a call?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That was years ago. Yeah, she recorded a phone call with Nicki Minaj. That didn't go well. And somebody recorded another call.
Stop talking so much to the police.
No Yikes. Facts.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Yeah, Hot 103 Jams is hooking you up with free tickets to see Bryson Tiller on the Neo Trap Soul Tour. Stay tapped in all weekend long for your chance to win. It's a Bryson Tiller ticket winning weekend on Hot 103 Jams. And look, this weekend, when you're out riding around listening to Hot 103 Jams, you might need your windshield wipers going back and forth all day because the weather is going to bring us some challenges over the weekend, especially today.
What type of challenges are we talking about?
Just some scattered rain and thunderstorm chances. They'll move into our area with the greatest threat being north and west of the metro. Mm-hmm. So there's a 30% chance for rain. It'll linger throughout the early morning commute this morning. Though most areas should stay dry, though. Skies will be partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 60s by the afternoon. Partly cloudy conditions, but the humidity is going to be up. And then it's going to be like more rain tomorrow on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's going to be some scattered rain and some storms. Nothing too bad, but 50% tomorrow, though. So it's going to be...
Not a fan of that, because you know how many outside events are going down tomorrow? I mean, the parade.
Including mine.
Man,
last year at the parade, fam, I got rained on. I got drenched. Like, my equipment was outside and all. It's all good, you know, because it's for Juneteenth or whatever. It's for key.
That's how I was running for cover.
Yeah, everybody was. Yes, it got real bad last year.
Wasn't hating on us.
Just a little bit.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
I wish you was reading this right now. I can't say congratulations to myself.
What you talking about?
Well, this liner card. Like, it's Kansas City People's Choice Awards. Thank you, Kansas City.
Yeah, there you go.
I appreciate y'all for helping me advance to the final round of the best radio personality category.
Under the community category, too, when you go on KCPCA. I'll look up the direct thing. Go ahead. Keep going.
Y'all have advanced me to the finals of the best radio personality category in the 8th annual Kansas City People's Choice Awards. And I'm so appreciative of y'all. I love y'all so much for always holding me down. Even when I don't even know that y'all hold me down, y'all always do. And y'all know I'm a kid of the city. I'm a son of the city. Mm-hmm. And I cherish every single piece of love and vote and everything that I get from y'all. So I love y'all so much for this. So please cast your votes and please help support me. Vote for me, Brian B. Shining at the KCPC.
Please put y'all votes in.
KCPCAwards.com.
Yes.
Just click vote your choice, then select community to find the best radio personality career category. And voting ends next Friday. We got 1 week, cousins. We got 1 week.
Put your vote in. From my for what I know, you can vote I believe per day, you know, per device. So cousins, go ahead and let's keep that trophy home.
Man, if you got 3 iPhones, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and take care of that thing for your big homie.
Right. So
you say they be posting what?
You know, people be trying to show that they got multiple phones all the time, so you better put it to use.
Yeah, Kevin Gates, those two phones looking live.
Oh, crap.
Appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all so much.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Man, big love to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping into the stream as well. You can check us out live on Twitter, on YouTube, on Twitch, and on Facebook. Just search Hot 103 Jams so you can look at me and D. We live in the Brown and Cooper Studios.
You know it.
And of course, all the cousins out riding around and getting in your ride from I-435 and Blue Parkway, from I-70 and I-435 and KCK. Shout out to the cousins up north that's driving on 169 and I-29. We know it's hectic up there, boy. And shout out to the cousins that's in the downtown loop, the Grandview Triangle, over there on 435 and Warnell and State Line and all of that.
Wherever you are. I just know that traffic bus.
It's crazy. I know it is. Wherever you are, however you doing it, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. We don't take it for granted. We love and appreciate you for that, because you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But we appreciate you because you decided to be with us, and that means so much to us cousins.
Uh-oh.
A little switcheroo on a Friday.
It was, man. I had, you know, we got 8 different computers over here, man.
Shy, booyah.
Let's go.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Cousins, we gonna start with the Facebook comments. A shout out to our cousins that are always tapped in and sending us love. Shout out to Carmen Nard, Clarence, sending some big love on that text line as well. Who else we got on there? Stacy, hey cousin, we appreciate you. Carver Harris, SK Cuts, Kiara Jenkins, all love to you. Now on that text line, happy Friday to Kalia, Brooklyn, Macario, your family loves you. A huge shout out to over 200 entrepreneurs that are promoting their business at Kansas City's Pride that's going down this weekend. Major shout out to the vendors, and that was sent over from Katrina over in Belton. Big love to the DMV dance group. Do your big one. I heard y'all got a recital tomorrow. So Sarah and me are saying, do y'all big one. Shout out to Demarion, Marquand, Demarcus, and Ruben from Quita, Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. She said, you got my vote, Brian.
Hey,
period.
Love you, man.
Go ahead,
appreciate
hit up that
you.
Website and drop your vote in. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
And have a great and safe weekend. Appreciate you. Big love to Michelle Jones. Appreciate all that you do for the community. Big love to Operation Breakthrough.
Yes.
Anthony Drone, Brandocious, G-Class. Also, big love to Rich Harris. Tapped in with us. Cheyenne Miller at East High that just walked the stage. Jay Roden over at Lincoln College Prep that also just graduated. We appreciate you cousins oh so much.
Yes,
now,
we do.
We got the Morning Gossip up next. We have a very exclusive interview with Grammy Award winning songwriter and reality TV star.
D got up in the business, y'all.
Candy Burris will be joining us on the show.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
726, high of 89. Currently, it is 73 in the River Market. Cousins, we had a chance to catch up with songwriter, reality TV icon, and a member of Escape, Candy Burris, on yesterday.
Speaking with Candy Burris on Hustle and Shine in the morning, she's talking about her new one-woman show. It's called I Do, I Did, I'm Done. It's an intimate one-woman show where she takes the stage her way and does her thing and gets very intimate. Now, you said you're done. You don't see yourself getting married again? And if not, why not?
Mm-mm.
you did your time.
It's not even about that. I feel like when our marriage was good, it was definitely good, okay? It's not that, but I just feel like... now that it's over, like, I never thought that I would get divorced. Like, I thought we was good. Like, we was gonna be good forever. But it's like, now that it's over, I'm like, you know what? Some of the things that happened during the divorce, I never would have felt like we would have been allowing to play out in front of the world. I didn't think that we would be being petty about certain things. And I was just like, you know what? I don't even want to have to worry about all that anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm cool to date, but I don't want to have any conversations about actual putting ourselves together on paperwork. I'm good.
I've been a big fan of you for a very long time now. Despite the fact that Just Kicking It dropped 3 years before I was born, I've been rocking with you when you was flying above the haters to Candy Coated Nights, and I was too young to be watching that, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Yes, we will.
Candy, you've helped create some of the biggest anthems for women. Looking at today's generation of female artists, which artist makes you say, I need to work with her? Let me write a record for her.
It's so funny. Like, a lot of people who are reigning now have been on top for a minute. Yeah. I think Beyonce's been on top forever at this point. So I would love to work with her again.
Yes. You know? Yes.
And I've always wanted to work with Rihanna, but it doesn't seem like she has been making music the focal point lately. And it's so many different talented people. Oh, Jasmine Sullivan. Oh, my God. Ooh. I love her.
Yes.
I just recently worked with Duran Bernard on his recent album.
Yes.
That was a wonderful experience. I'm down to create anything, even if it was like rap hooks for somebody. I can do it all, actually. Okay. So
you need some beats?
A good ratchet record would be great.
Ooh, that'd be fire.
Uh-oh.
I would love that. We need another something.
Call up Kay Stylus real quick.
Another summer anthem written by Candy Burns. I'm trying to tell you.
In the club, don't think I'm not.
I'm thinking Candy Burris on the Spin That Remix. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
D, I know you always feel like home with us Leos. You know what I'm saying? So
slightly.
I had to go get another Leo on the show with me, man. Akeem Ali, he's up hustling and shining. He's in the building. What's good, man?
What's going on, man? It's Akeem Ali in the building. How we feeling?
We good, man.
I'm excited the fact that you're on the show. Look, before we really kind of get started the conversation, B, I got to add this. Thank you so much for your good-looking adjective song, because for my birthday in December, I used that as my caption when I made my post. So thank you for that, because that was just so fly. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's one of the ones you can use every day. You need to feel like that about yourself every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in some of your musical influences growing up, man. Tell us who you was listening to.
Man, everything. It ranged from John Legend to Usher to Twista to Boosie, Wayne. Just a lot of everything, man.
Has there ever been a moment where you got the aux cord and somebody was like, man, what are you doing? Like, what? Has there ever been a moment?
All the time.
Like,
yeah, people don't like for me to get the aux cord because I play that. It's not like the favorites of people. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't play shit that's like
the typical
everybody's listening to. When I grab an aux cord, you're learning something about music. You're learning some new shit.
And I feel like that probably goes also with you and just your whole persona, because you stand out easily, especially like with the fits, the style that you have. I mean, the 70s look is very soulful, kind of like a throwback vibe, but not gimmicky in a way. Were you always like that, or is that just a vibe that's came out for you since like 2020?
No, I always dressed different. Even in school, I was like, you know, different with how I dress. I used to wear like blazers and like bow ties and slacks to school and stuff like that.
Okay. And I know we around the same age, so that's definitely a little bit like a different style.
Yeah. If you went to school from 2001 to 2013 and you saw me at school dressed different, like it just wasn't typical compared to what everybody else is wearing, you know?
What gives you the confidence to do that? What made you want to just go all in and just, you know, kind of dress how you want to dress? Because sometimes, man, we're heavily influenced in those ages at adolescence and trying to follow the crowd. What gave you the confidence kind of do your own thing?
Back then, delusion. You know, just thinking I was cooler than whatever. You know.
That's real, though.
For real, though. We all need a little delusion in our life.
We do. A little sprinkle of it. Yeah. Now, you've been having a lot of motion as of lately. I know you just dropped Texture Tape 3, and then you also are headed on a tour. And last time I checked the dates, you was at nearly 40 different dates. So they about to keep you busy. Yeah. And on top of you coming to Kansas City. Have you ever been here before?
I haven't been to Kansas City yet.
So that means we got to give him the full tour, B.
Definitely. I see you. You from Mississippi. So what's the barbecue scene like down there in Mississippi? How's that?
The food itself all around is just good in Mississippi. Barbecue, because I haven't had barbecue from a bunch of places, I have nothing else to compare it to. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I would say we have good barbecue. It's two places.
Well, we got three in KC that you definitely had to go to.
Absolutely.
It's a Hustle and Shine stamp of approval. Gates, LC's, and Jackstack. We got to take you to all three, dog, and let you see the fantastic barbecue that we got. It's the best in the world, dog. We the barbecue capital of the world. Don't listen to Texas. Don't listen to Memphis. Don't listen to the Carolinas. Nowhere else. Okay. It's Kansas City, dog. And we're going to treat you.
Okay. I'm gonna see what it's here for. I'm gonna see what it's here for.
You gonna taste it and you gonna be like, you know what? This is so fire. I'm gonna make a whole two. You gonna want to move here? Or you gonna make a whole song about it? One or the other.
Yeah, we're gonna be in there.
Yo, we got Akeem Ali in the building. He's coming to Juneteenth, man. Get y'all tickets ASAP. Because he's gonna tear it down. Akeem, is there anything specifically relatable to you and what Juneteenth means to you personally?
Oh man, just being able to be free and being who we want to be unapologetically after being, like, you know, oppressed and kept down for so long, having to hide certain things out of fear of being judged, pointed at, looked at, you know what I'm saying, like singled out and stuff like that, outcasted. Like, we can just genuinely be who we want to be for ourselves, how we want to be it, and it's our day, you know. It's just like, yeah, do your thing and don't let your thing do you, you know.
Hey, I like that.
Y'all, okay. He's smooth like that. And I'm assuming we're gonna get nothing but that when you hit the stage in Kansas City.
Oh yeah, we're gonna rock out to the time of clock out. Believe that.
Another one.
We're gonna put some paint where it ain't.
Hello.
Put some paint where
I'm in the festival.
Don't let Myron get a hold
and
of this.
And the best part of the festival too is free.
Yes.
So all the cousins out there.
F-R-E-E. And y'all, listen. I like to put on a show. I don't like to give people, even if it's free. I like to give people what they came to pull up free to see. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta put on a show. I don't like not showing out. I love attention. So when we get on that stage, I gotta do what I gotta do.
What's your choreo like? Like, what? Is you ain't just getting up there just singing. Huh? You getting up there doing the whole choreo, right?
I got flamethrowers. I got people tightrope walking. I got people jumping through hoops. I got some lions on stage. We done put together the Ringling Brothers.
I believe it.
Barnum and Bailey. It's Universal Circus, man. Coming.
The Akeem Ali way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, we got VIP tickets available, man. JuneteenthKC.com. Make sure that you head there. Key, we appreciate you for making this happen. Akeem Ali, man, look, we're going to keep our promise on this barbecue thing, dog. So, Key just got to let us in on the VIP situation. And let us know where you at.
That's what we got to get barbecue.
Akeem Ali, we appreciate you coming on Hustle.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
We appreciate you coming on Hustle and Shine in the morning, man. We can't wait to see you Juneteenth. Please continue to be a blessing.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
D, you ready to get in the booth?
Let's go ahead and do it.
Courtesy of Jay White, did it.
You know
it. Kansas City's own.
You're not a rapper, but you play around. Okay, let's do something.
Come on.
Where are my Kansas City cousins at?
We right here.
Spinning down them streets too fast. Yeah. We outside, so let's have a blast. Uh-huh. Hustle and shine where it's at.
Yeah.
Cousins in the room where y'all at.
Yeah.
Speeding down them streets too fast. We outside, so let's have a blast. Hustle shine is where it's at. Play that.
Uh-huh.
Play that.
Whoa.
103.3? Go on, play that.
It's a winning weekend.
Play that.
Uh-huh.
Play that.
Turn it up.
Play that.
Uh-huh.
Play that.
We'll get that together. All right.
Right.
It kicks off tonight. I know Kansas City Hip Hop Week. We got like
two
or 3 days left of it. It's winding down. The 64111 showcase going down tonight at Black Charlie's. I'm going to be in the building with Roblo the Star.
Yes,
of course,
sir.
Jazz.
Yeah.
Young Boss, he's going to be in the building. Mm-hmm. Who else is in there? Phantom Pesos, I think he's going to be in the
That's
building
what's
too.
Up. Love to hear.
Yeah, man, it's going down. Yeah, yeah. The Popper, Storm, all in the building, man, representing 64111 mm-hmm. Studios. And then, D, what you got tomorrow?
A couple things. But before that, KC Pride Fest is going down over the entire weekend at Tice Park. Uh-huh. You can easily go to KC Pride Fest and get all the details for that. But Saturday, I will be posted up at the Juneteenth Parade down 18th and Vaughn. I'll be a judge this year. Super excited about that. Shout out to Key. And we're going to pray that the rain does not hate on us this year.
You judging, and I'll be running the music during that whole time the Juneteenth Parade.
Yes, sir.
And then you partying with the AKA.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so I'm hanging out Vaughn all day long. So, yeah, we'll be kicking it for the day party. So, come on and stop by Vaughn Street Brewing, and we're going to just kick it.
And then let your chest hair show.
Oh, boy.
Because we getting sexy. R&B shining in the sky. We at Vibe on the Rooftop 2018, man. I can't wait, dude.
I know that's right. That's going to be a vibe for sure. So, yeah, in the sky, yeah. With the R&B vibes. Well, last time I stopped by, it was cracking. So, I already know what it's going to be like. And then on Sunday, it's a couple different things happening. Shout out to KC Hip Hop Week. That is when the last event is going down. I'll be a part of the panel. Shout out to the brunch that's cracking. And then No Requests also at Monarch. Major shout out to Ree and D-Shot. I'll be there at 4 p.m.
It's leaning. Whatever you do, be safe, be a blessing. But most of all, don't be an idiot.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824 on your time, high up 87. Currently it is 72 in Independence. Cousins, we're continuing our conversation with Grammy Award winning songwriter and reality star Candy Burris. I know Atlanta is known for the strip club wings, but two things. You will be in my hometown, St. Louis, tomorrow. I need you to try the fried rice if you haven't. And then also, I need to know, have you tried Kansas City barbecue?
It's been a long time since I had Kansas City barbecue. It's been a minute.
You're missing out.
We need you to stop by.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to stop by for the barbecue because I'm definitely overdue. But what was the first place?
That side item that St. Louis be bragging
he
about.
He be saying that, but he be the one begging me when I go home.
It's good. I ain't gonna lie.
Our fried rice in St. Louis, like, it's a staple. It's
really?
A thing. Yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's different than anybody else's.
I might tell you a joke, but I would never tell you a lie.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in KC.
What's the restaurant I need to stop by?
It's a couple of them, but make sure you got your security with you.
It's
good. It's great. It's dark skin rice is what I call it. If it's not my color or your color, it's not right.
She ain't lying either.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's good, though. Trust her on that.
I need to find out about this. Yeah. I haven't heard about that one.
Well, if you want your sodium raised, go ahead and go to St. Louis, dog.
Heavy on the MSG.
You can get two sides of that sauce. What is it?
Gravy. Egg foo young gravy.
No, I'm talking about the sauce you put on rice.
That's what we put. I put rice.
It's the other one.
The
brown one. Yes, the soy sauce. Gotcha. You get like two or three different versions of soy sauce. I couldn't
gotcha.
Think of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the full interview with Candy Burris will be available online later on.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those imaginative, independent, and affectionate Geminis.
I just want my baby.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over happy birthday to DJ, record exec, and record producer, DJ Mustard. A happy birthday to the owner of the popular tattoo shop, Black Ink Crew. Happy birthday to Caesar. Sending over birthday love to TV personality and host, Stilo Grimm. And last but not least, sending a happy heavenly birthday to a young lady gone too soon, Breonna Taylor.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Nisha Sanders, Mark Manning, and Elena Paige Thomas. Happy birthday, Dolo Burrell and Lick Maria. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, my brother, DJ Mac, and everybody else born on June 5th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Hey, happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Naomi Kay.
Hey, cousin. It's been a little minute. It ain't been too long.
I know. How y'all doing this morning?
We good. Good.
Wondering what flavor air freshener you got.
I still got Caribbean colada and I got some black ice.
Best of both worlds.
Yes.
All right, Naomi. We got two tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival that is happening next Saturday in the town. But in order to secure those tickets, is you gonna have to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
gotta stay.
I'm waiting on you to stay on rhythm. All right.
She said, I'm done.
Fell off at the end. Yeah.
It's all good. All right. Naomi, you would get those two tickets to Tacos at the Tequila Festival. Who is your plus one?
Oh, my God. Yes, my auntie.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right. The aunties. Yeah. Love that.
Yes,
y'all better kick it.
Hey, yeah. I'm in our season. Don't do
oh no.
Make sure she bring the Mary J. Blige boots too.
Is this the auntie that's the other mama that let you do what the hell you want to do?
Oh no, my auntie, she kicks it. We turning up. Hi. Oh, yeah, 35, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hi, 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine.
Hi.